Welcome to Warn Radio. Warn Radio. With your hosts, the Watchman Dana Smith and Tower. Thanks for listening.
Greetings in the name of the Lord and welcome to Warn Radio. This is Tower. I'm here with the Watchman and we are glad you joined us. Please send all your prayer requests and correspondence to us through our contact page at warn-usa.com. You can listen to our Warn Radio episodes on danaglennsmith.com and warn-usa.com. Warn Radio is on the following platforms: Amazon Prime Music and Podcast, Spreaker, Blueberry, iHeartRadio, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play Music, Blog Talk Radio, Podcast Addict, CastBox, Google Podcast, Deezer, Spotify, Anchor, and Pocket Cast. And do not miss the featured posts this week of our in-depth biblical articles and radio shows, featured on both warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com, Thy Many Gods, Who Shall Save You? And The Land of Shadows, featured on danaglennsmith.com, Perilous Living, Best and Worst of Times, Faultless to Stand Before the Lamb, Steal the Darkness, Christian Fiction Release, America, If Thy Foundations Be Destroyed, featured on warn-usa.com, No Other Gospel, The Rise of Islam and the Fall of the West, Faith, Persecuted, Love of God, Faith Life Journey, Christian Faith Persecution, Classic Warn Radio, Nations Drunk on Wine of the Harlot. And don't miss these WIBR Warn Radio weekly shows on Wednesday's Advocacy from April 3rd, Agape, Benevolent Love, Times of Trouble, Rebuilding Lives, Gospel is Real, Advocacy. Thursday's Battle Lines from April 4th, Days of Old, Isaiah's Prophetic Book, Part 212. Friday's Sound the Shofar from April 5th, The Word of the Lord, Nations, Promises, Phrases, and Perpetuity, Part 12. Be sure to get your copy of The Rising. It's a Christian fiction thriller by the Watchman Dana G. Smith, a story of personal survival, the struggle of a nation, and the love of two people set amidst the prophetic landscape of perilous times. Hidden within the storyline of The Rising is the truth of what's happening in America now. Check out The Rising. When he who opposes rises, believers overcome by faith. And you can get your copy on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Angus & Robertson. The Rising ebook can be found on Google Play. You can also get your copy of The Rising by going to danaglennsmith.com. Visit our Christian Books and Resource Shop, where we feature The Rising and other Christian books, as well as resources from our Vision Media. And now I welcome in the Watchman.
You're listening to Warn Radio on the WIBR Warn Radio Network. Don't forget to visit our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. And also follow us on Twitter, find us on Instagram, and join us on LinkedIn.
Greetings, Dana. How are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to be here on this Wednesday, April 10th. It's a beautiful day. It's staying light longer.
You know, the way things are in the world and in America, you know, you have to look out. And when spring gets here, you need to rejoice. You need to be happy. You need to work in the yard. You need to busy yourself, because there's things that are happening in America that haven't happened like this ever.
It's very tragic.
We are in a different time. Now, up where we live, we had a horrible incident in the mall. Now, this mall is old. It's an old mall. And there are some stores in it, and I don't even know who goes in it, because I never go in it. I never go to it. And we used to a long time ago.
It's mostly stores for young people.
Yeah. Well, at any rate, in this mall, there is also a lot of places where kids can get in trouble. And you might know it by one of the eateries in the mall. They went out the door where the eateries were. And this leads us to bring up, there was a couple of young females who were in the mall walking around, and they noticed these two boys following them everywhere. So one of the girls called her boyfriends Robert Bobby Mayer Jr. No, that's the wrong one.
Yeah, that's who she called.
And, no, that's right.
Yeah.
And what happened was they got their boyfriend. She called her boyfriend, and he went to the mall to join him.
To protect him.
And what happened was two older boys decided to pick a fight with him.
They're the ones that were following the girls.
And they were the ones following the girls. And they were bigger. And what happened was, they murdered this boy. They had stolen kitchen knives out of one of the stores in the mall. They both had long, unsheathed kitchen knives with them. They stabbed this 14-year-old boy to death. And he was still moving, trying to get away. But the crowd was so big, he couldn't get back in the mall to get away from them. Well, he died. And the two 15-year-old boys are facing adult charges. They're being held on a $500,000 cash-only bond and $450,000 cash-only bond. These are horrific events.
They're being charged with first-degree homicide, aggravated assault and theft, and conspiracy to commit first-degree murder. They face the death penalty and life in prison. 15 years old. Very tragic.
So this has shaken our little...
It's very disturbing.
You know, our town considerably. We're not a small town, but we're not a real large one. And, you know, I spend a lot of time online. We have websites online. We spend a lot of time on social media. And, you know, today's youth in many of the big cities, they are killing and murdering at a regular rate. Now we have this happen. And this is unusual.
called Bloody Murder. And the kid didn't want to fight him. He wanted to help the girls get home.
And he didn't fight. He didn't raise a finger to fight back. And you know what's even more disturbing, Dana? Is that the crowds watched it. I think there was probably some that videotaped it.
Well,
nobody
they did.
Lifted a finger to help. That nope. is what's so disturbing.
And the thing of it is,
aside from the death of this young man, that's very, very tragic and disturbing, but nobody lifted a finger to help. That's troublesome.
Yeah. And someone did get a full video of the entire fight. The cops have the video. And I don't think anybody expected these two to murder this young boy.
No.
But the thing of it is, I've seen this time and time before on social media, where someone gets beat up, robbed. You know, I've seen them stripped naked. And the crowd will sit there and film it. They'll watch it and watch the body, or they'll watch the person who's beat up. They don't lift a finger, many of them. And I've been on social media for many, many, many years. I know social media. And I also know what I see. And I don't like what I see online. And so we wanted to, you know, bring this up. And we remember Bobby Mayer Jr. and his family. And may God bless them and keep them.
Yes, amen.
And comfort them in the death of their son. And may this never happen again in this city. And these two who are going to be tried as adults will see what happens. But when you do this, for me, it's a no-brainer. They deserve the death penalty, even if they're kids. But whatever they get, it'll be up to the justice of the city, you know, the prosecutors and everything. It's just horrific, and it leaves behind a shaken community, and, you know, I regret that this happened.
Me too.
But I see this stuff online all the time. I read about it. So we are in our advocacy broadcast. And I just hate to cover things like that. I just hate that we have such a level of hatred that we're willing to kill over such a minute thing. Doesn't even say why they wanted to kill him.
No.
Well, up front, thy many gods who shall save you. This is an article by the Watchman Dana G. Smith, yours truly. And we feature a few of our articles. And tonight, this is one of them. And I will read you an excerpt. The wolf has consumed a people devoid of understanding. Thy many gods, O America, have we beheld. The wolf has lain down beside the lamb, and behold, the innocent has been devoured. Truth has fallen and justice laid bare. The womb of a people has been breached and the sore is infected. The foundation laid before has been replaced by mud bricks. The mortar is gone. The firmament is of brass, and to a people blessed, the end rides a black horse with death alongside. Thy Many Gods Who Shall Save You is a post by the Watchman, Dana G. Smith. This is a stark critique of modern American society, liking it to a wasting figure consumed by multiple false gods and dominated by a spirit of anti-God attitudes. Using biblical references and allegories, Smith calls into focus a narrative of spiritual darkness, moral collapse, and rampant injustice. In a passionate plea, he casts America as a spiritually lost nation, calling for its return to one true God, Yahweh, through understanding His Word and seeking His forgiveness. Woe to the people whose knowledge has risen, and choices have been made in error. When shall it be, they ask? If thou art God, when shall His hand strike us? We must have enough time to dance and party and to hold session with our God. For the end is not yet, and to us there is yet day. The evil is not done, nor our ways finished. For the Lord sleeps, and His judgment waits till another day. Thy many gods, O America, is a warning, and is told through prose, a poetic writing that brings the reader to the main point to which the writer is leading to. In Isaiah 14:14, for Lucifer has said, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. The prose on the death of America, which is Thy Many Gods, is a conversation of the spiritual darkness and those who have seen it. This is part of the ministry of the WIBR Warn Radio websites and ministries. We have been doing this for over 25 years. We are an in-depth biblical teaching, preaching, warning agency in these last days. All scripture quoted is King James Version of the Bible, unless it is noted to be otherwise. The work and ministry of the WIBR Warren Radio is about the testimony of Jesus Christ through the faith of Jesus Christ, by the mercy of God our Father, through His grace extended, flowing from the love of God to all people everywhere, commanding everyone to repent. This article, Thy Many Gods Who Shall Save You, can be found on warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Thy Many Gods Who Shall Save You. Read it today on our websites at warn-usa.com and danaglennsmith.com. Now, Tower, next we're in being persecuted and in peril. And this is from barnabasaid.org. And if you want to help, sincerely help some of these organizations, like Barnabas Aid, go to barnabasaid.org and donate to help Christians in peril and need. And you know, Tower, over all the years of us doing this, Christians are still in peril.
It's never ending. Never ending.
Never ending.
It seems as the time marches on towards, in these last days, the peril of the Christians ramps up.
They're continually persecuted, continually in prayer. And the problem of it is, because of the persecution, many of these Christians are mourning the loss of a daughter, son, wife, husband, and father. They're missing somebody, because that's the way it works. war and conflict, fear and pain, death and destruction, corruption and injustice. Perhaps you are feeling overwhelmed by events across our world. People are predicting a third world war. Some say it has already started. Add to that the starving millions in Ethiopia and other drought-stricken countries. The looming global medical disaster as antibiotics begin to fail, and the island nations gradually disappearing as the sea rises. Add to all those the persecution of faithful Christians in a world of intolerance and hatred. You know, and you could say amen to that.
Yes, you can. Amen.
Whether or not we have personal troubles to bear, the troubles of the world are crushing us all. We are all grieving and mourning. Let us then grasp a hold of Jesus' promise to provide for those who grieve. And these are the words that when they're written. Now, I didn't write this word. I'm reading this from BarnabasAid.org. You know, these Christians find a lot of grief, mourning, violence, trouble, and death. In Isaiah 61:3, a crown of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, and a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Now that's coming out of Isaiah 61. This is towards the end of the book of Isaiah. But see, when this world is all over and you're standing in before the Lord, you will have a crown of beauty. You will have joy instead of mourning. And you will have praise instead of despair and sadness. You see, our Lord, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, conquered death itself. He rose from the grave on the first Easter Sunday. And even today, he can heal and restore, cleanse and renew. And so many times you will see ashes spread on the forehead of various believers. It's a traditional sign of mourning, including mourning for one's own sin. And you can go into Job 42:6 for that, because Job did a lot of mourning. In some church traditions, a period of preparation before Easter begins with Ash Wednesday. But our risen Lord will gently brush away the ashes from our heads and anoint our heads with joy and place on each one of us a beautiful crown, and he will take away the despair that is weighing so heavily on us and clothe us with praise. For the Christians in Nigeria, ashes are more than symbols of sorrow. They're literal reality. And we've covered Nigeria for a long time. And believe me, thousands of Christians there have seen their homes, and we're talking about farms here, you know, because there's a lot of Christians who are farmers, and there's also a lot of the Fulani who steal their land and run them off. And there's others that also attack Christians. So they lose their homes, they lose their possessions, they lose their crops, and that recently happened again. And, of course, we're over here in the West. We don't see that, but we have our own issues here now. And see, then, when you not only lose your home or possessions or your crops to eat, you lose your loved ones who are killed. Because these people work to kill Christians. So I want you to remember BarnabasAid.org and remember Nigeria. Nigeria is just one of the many countries that Barnabas Aid is in helping Christians who are victims of violence.
That's so senseless, to live to kill the Christians.
I know. And we've read it, and Barnabas Aid is not the only organization that we speak about. But tonight, pray for the persecuted church. Pray for their needs to be met. Pray for food and clothing and shelter and safety. And remember the persecuted church, and remember BarnabasAid.org. Go to their website at BarnabasAid.org and check it out and see how you can help financially. Now see, we do this as a service. We do not get paid to cover anything. We do not take donations to do this. These here are people that need help, and we cover them and tell you about them so that you will pray for them and maybe help them out financially. So remember that. Okay, Tower.
Okay. Schools and student terrorists. Schools have lots of responsibility, but student terrorists are more common, and a social media post that leads to a lockdown of a school even more troubling. This is the Arkport Central School, located in Arkport, New York. This story comes to us via eveningtribune.com. Social media threat leads to lockdown, arrest at an Arkport Central School. What we know, a social media post led to a lockdown and the felony arrest of a 13-year-old student at Arkport Central School Thursday afternoon. Arkport Superintendent Jesse Harper said the district was alerted to a possible threat to the school, prompting a call to law enforcement and a lockdown late in the school day. Wayland-based New York State Police said they responded to the Arkport campus shortly after 2:30 p.m. following a report of a threat via social media. Troopers said a male suspect was taken into custody without incident and charged with making a terrorist threat, and that's a Class D felony. Officials said the minor was released after processing, and the case was referred to family court. An appearance ticket was issued for Steuben County probation. The law enforcement presence at the school also included the Canisteo Police Department and the Steuben County Sheriff's Office. Harper said the school followed established safety protocols during the incident, and no active threat was found. The school remained in lockdown until shortly after 4 p.m., when it was put in a hold in place. It remained in a hold in place until the students left the building. And the building was cleared at about 5:45 p.m. The Arkport Central School District takes any threat seriously. Providing a safe learning environment for the entire ACS community is always our top priority, Harper said in a statement. Harper thanked law enforcement for a prompt and thorough investigation, and he commended students and staff for their cooperation and composure during the incident. Harper said school counselors are available to provide support to students and staff members. Entering a lockdown can be unnerving and may cause stress, anxiety for students, family, and staff, he said. Yes, that's very disturbing to have that stuff go on. And it's ongoing all the time. You know what, Dana?
Well, you know, the school does. You know, school shootings. Yeah.
And it's happening so much, people are being desensitized to it, which is tragic.
Well, you know, I think there's a lot of things people are desensitized to.
Yes, you're right.
And, I mean, things are coming unglued. And if you look, anywhere in America. On the streets in New York, on the streets in California, L.A., or over in Chicago. You know, there are people getting beat up, people getting robbed, people getting shot and killed. Just the list doesn't ever end.
We've seen a lady that happened to her the other day going to the church, going up the stairs of the church, and a man going the opposite way. He was going down. He slugged her and knocked her down and stole her purse and her car. I hope they catch him. And I pray for the woman that she's safe. I mean, that she's will be okay.
Well, and you've got to protect yourself. You know, always keep yourself ready. Because these people come down a little quicker and they put their full force of their punch. That's why you need to be able to block it. This is corrupt. Now, we're in the hermit kingdom known as North Korea. Now, we've covered North Korea itself. Now, what we're covering are the various dictators and various leaders of countries where there's some issues. And this one is Kim Jong-un. We have another one about Xi over in China. And of course, Kim Jong-un is of the Kim family. And this stuff comes from International Christian Concern, another fine organization. You can go to persecution.org to find more about their ministry and to help them financially. In all, there are estimated 400,000 Christians in North Korea, all practicing in secret. And Kim regime views Christians as a vessel of American imperialism and a threat to the regime and its deified leadership. So Kim is looked as the supreme leader. He assumed office December 17th, 2011. He was born in 1983 on January the 8th. To avoid detection, all Christians practice in secret, usually alone or in very small communities. North Korea operates several political prisons and hard labor camps where Christians, dissidents, and their associates face severe punishment and abuses. Many North Koreans flee the tyrannical regime every year, most through routes in China, and occasionally by crossing the treacherous demilitarized zone to South Korea. And so when we look at Kim Jong-un, he's just the latest in a line of repressive North Korean dictators. And Kim Jong-un is bent on furthering a system designed to suppress religion, eliminate dissent, elevate Juche, the country's official ideology. The Kim family has ruled the country's establishment since 1948, and they passed the power down through successive generations, deepening the cult of personality around itself. Under Kim, Christianity is brutally restricted. Aside from the extremely narrow confines of the state-sponsored church, which is kept for show, religion is viewed as a direct threat to the state, and even so much as owning a copy of scripture, praying, or talking about one's faith can result in torture, imprisonment, or death. Precise information on the size of the North Korean church is nearly impossible to ascertain, given how close the country is. But credible reports put the number somewhere between 100,000 and 400,000, including tens of thousands in prison for their faith.
That's so tragic.
Now, see, that's a big stretch between 100,000 and 400,000.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they can really accurately
say
how many Christians are in North Korea.
But there are ministries, and these ministries, like International Christian Concern or Barnabas Aid, the ministries that work, they do so very carefully to get stuff to the persecuted church. And yes, they do get over there. They are able to do it. But it's very, very dangerous. And many times it's the North Koreans themselves who are doing it. So that's Kim Jong-un.
Not a very nice person.
No.
I think he's gotten, each generation has become worse. You know, of the Kim family.
Well, you know, it's funny. Him and Trump got along.
Yeah.
Of course, Trump was just, you know, not dealing with the persecuted church part. But Trump even walked across the border.
And shook his hand.
Yeah. So, I thought that was interesting. No other leader that we know of has done that. But he did. And with that, we're coming to our midpoint.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes. Pick up your copy of The Rising. The Rising is a Christian fiction thriller by The Watchman, Dana G. Smith. One is rising among the corridors of power with legions of devotees. He knows his day has not yet arrived. He is elusive, powerful, and yet no one knows just how dangerous he is. None except a few who have known his works and the results. One of those is an ex-Black Ops sniper. The rising is here, yet there is that hand of opposition and faith which rises against it. The day is set for the corridors of darkness. And you can pick up your copy of The Rising on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Ingram, Walmart, Google Play, Angus and Robertson, and many more. And any bookstore can order it for you. And now, back to you.
Well, now we're going to be looking at the Taliban. The Taliban's violence against Christians worsens as they try to eradicate Christianity. And, of course, this comes out of Afghanistan. And because of Biden and the way he left Afghanistan, he left millions and millions of dollars of top-grade military equipment, and it all fell into the hands of the Taliban. If there was ever a time the word inept to describe what Biden did with Afghanistan, and then he never went to make sure to pick up the Americans that were there, and because of his policies, servicemen were killed, and others were killed. And so we can thank Joe Biden for the Taliban now having weapons that they are using to sell, because that, I mean, there's lots over there that they have. And it's just absolutely unreal that the Biden administration would have done this. They had no clue. Matter of fact, nobody held Biden, you know, accountable. And the Democrats swept it under, refused to talk about it. But on August 15th, 2023, was a mark for 2 years since the Taliban retook Kabul. Now, it wasn't hard to retake Kabul because everybody pulled out. That's Afghanistan's capital. And then, of course, the fall of the United States' last stand in its decades-long war against the insurgent terrorist groups. I mean, Biden administration just pulled us out. and Biden ended it suddenly. And many Christians were hopeful that Afghanistan would not fall, because when it fell, it ruined freedom for Christians. Matter of fact, the Taliban were hunting Christians down. And of course, with the Taliban back, all the progress they made, the girls were barred from education. They have extreme Sharia law. They stop all dissent. And it severely affects Afghan civilians. And the Afghan church, already small, is cut off from the global community and face death if discovered as a known Christian.
Well, you know... go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, this is... You know, there is just no way to describe how awful this happened because of what Joe Biden's administration...
Yes.
They were sloppy. And they were just flat stupid.
Well, you know, another thing, we read a story, I believe you were telling me about this story that came out of Afghanistan about this woman being beaten. And one man, she was stripped and he was beating her with a stick. And then an older man came and started beating her, and then others joined in and they beat her to death. Probably because she dishonored the family because she had been raped or something. I don't know. It's so wicked.
Well, that's the way they do it. If the women get raped, it's their fault.
Yeah. They don't hold the...
Now, International Christian Concern said the Taliban are not a legitimate regime with their citizens' best interests at heart.
That's true.
They are an extremist organization that imposes their archaic interpretation of Islam on women, religious minorities, and any enemy of Islam they arbitrarily decide.
That's just crazy.
And so there's a lot of issues here regarding these people. And so, on the Afghanistan report, they report, now this is a regular organization that monitors nations, through a series of edicts, decrees, and circular letters, the Taliban have systematically restricted the religious freedom of all Afghans, including those with differing interpretations of Islam. But these restrictions have disproportionately impacted women. And it is bad over there with this. And it's terrible that this happened. And it's terrible that the Biden administration have not taken it seriously. It's terrible that the Democrats helped to cover it up and downplay it. And so I find the whole acting of America in this and our politicians totally ignorant, stupid, offensive, and ridiculous. So that's Afghanistan and the Taliban. They're not a friend.
That's so tragic.
And if you remember, under Barack Obama, who was it, that Muslim group that kept showing up at the White House?
Yeah, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. It was a violent group.
Yeah.
But at any rate, we're moving forward. Are you ready?
Kenyan Christian martyr. And this story comes to us from MorningstarNews.org. A Christian was slain for leading Muslims to faith in Christ. Extreme Muslims, or Islamic extremists in eastern Uganda on March 8th killed a Christian for leading Muslims to faith in Christ, sources said. Kaisa Masolo, 45, had returned to his home in the village at Bunaburka Parish at around 7 p.m. after preaching on the streets and when seven masked men dressed in Islamic attire broke in and took him away, his mother, Nora, was saying. After whisking him away, three men remained behind and told me that Allah is very displeased with your son and were out to punish him. And then the three men left. She called a clan leader who arrived but told her they should wait till the next morning before taking action. When her son did not show up the following morning, she reported the kidnapping to the local Council 3 chairperson and a search began. After 4 hours of search, the body of my son, Aisa, was found lying lifeless in the bush with a written Arabic note which we could not read. A person fluent in Arabic was called to read the script, which stated, "We had warned you not to convert our Muslim brothers and sisters to Christianity, but you failed to heed to our warning. This has finally cost your life." And Muslims had left several warnings and threats on Kais's mobile phone telling him to stop converting Muslims to Christians, his mother said. "I tried to advise my son to be very cautious with his life, but he used to tell me that his life was in the hands of God and that he was called to carry out the preaching of the gospel of Christ. And since then, I knew that the life of my son was in danger and he might not live for long due to the many threatening messages of Allah who was out to kill him," said his mother, Nora.
That's sad.
It is. It's heartbreaking.
And we've seen that a lot. You know, yes. We've covered things like this. And that does happen. And he's right. You know, Christ has called us, all of us. The thing of it is, in America, all my entire life and Tower's life, and even before that, we've had a country that believed in freedom of religion. Christianity was never persecuted. Now what we're facing is a nation that is absolutely mind-numbingly corrupt.
Yes, it is.
And there's a lot of reason for that, which over the years I've written about and talked about. So you go on over to our website at warn-usa.com. Or the Watchman Institute at danaglennsmith.com, and you read my articles. You just take one look at the page there, just the first page, and it'll give you an idea of what we do and what we warn. We get down to brass tacks. We warn people. We send these things out. We get them on social media. We're putting them out all the time. But make no mistake, the Taliban, the Fulani, I mean, you can name them. We know who's doing this.
And you know, Dana, this is in Uganda. This is one attack was the latest of many instances of persecution of Christians in Uganda that Morningstar News has documented. And Uganda's constitution and other laws provide for religious freedom, including the right to propagate one's faith and convert from one faith to another.
Now, isn't that the one also that has more Christians in it?
Yes. Muslims make up no more than 12% of Uganda's population, with high concentrations in eastern areas of the country. But yeah. And you know, you find that a lot. It's the small percentages that cause the biggest trouble.
Yeah.
In everything.
Well, we're moving on. We're talking about the Fulani. The Fulani are a huge group, but not all Fulani are killing Christians. Now, when I first began and started coming across the Fulani, there were people that were telling us that not all Fulani are like it. But then several militant groups started contacting the Fulani, and before you knew it, the Fulani became a very big, excuse me, force of killing Christians and stealing the land in the Middle Belt. For 20 years, militant Fulani jihadists have openly and unabatedly murdered tens of thousands of Christians in Nigeria. And I'm thinking about a number, somewhere around 150,000 Christians have been killed. And I don't know how long a time. Now, I'm not sure about that number, but there's a number that was rolling around.
That sounds about right.
While the world continues to deny religious motive, believers in the country have no doubt they are experiencing genocide, a one-sided war against Christianity. And they are.
Yes, they
are. The Fulanis do, and they do steal. And we had another report just last week. The Fulani are an ethnic group who mostly live at peace with their neighbors. The Fulani militia are members of the Fulani who have become radicalized by extreme Islam. And that's because a number of radicalized Islamic militants converted the Fulani to do this. The Fulani militants are ruthless and uncompromising. They kill Christian families, steal what they can, and burn everything else down. Fulani militants have killed tens of thousands of Christians and left more than 3 million homeless over the past 20 years. Ah, that's astounding. But we can attest, there's a lot of this going on. The Nigerian government continues to spin the narrative that they are doing the best they can, but that the conflict is beyond their control. The government is either incompetent, evading, or aiding and abetting the attackers. So the Fulani, the year the group was formed is unknown. The current leader is, nobody knows. There are a radical Islamic group, and they're operating predominantly in the Middle Belt in northern Nigeria, where they wage a war of death and destruction. You know, there comes a time, really, that you get tired of this. The Christians get tired of it.
Do you want to see justice served?
But, you know, the thing of it is, none of the nations of men, none of them do anything. I don't see the UN rushing in to help any Christians anytime. This is a one-sided affair. The Fulani operate at will, and they cold-bloodedly are slaughtering Christians. But one day, the Lord will come. And he'll reward every Fulani that's done this. There is justice a-coming for all people. And the Lord is going to correct it. So I'm warning you. I'm warning the governments of men. Christ is coming. And he will make it right. So we're coming down to the bottom line, we're coming to the close. It never ceases to amaze me.
No.
How much blood is being spilt, and how the politics of nations don't do anything.
Yeah. How it keeps going on. How can it keep continuing?
Father, we pray tonight that you would bless and touch each and every group that we prayed for. Lord, for all the wicked, the Fulani and the others that kill Christians, I pray that they would stop. I pray that they would understand who the Messiah is and stop. And I pray for the groups that are being killed, that you would strengthen them and protect them, cause the nations of men to wake up, the governments to wake up, and to stop the killing of Christians on a global scale. Father, in Jesus' name, provide food and clothing and shelter and safety to those who are persecuted for the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Yes, amen.
Okay, we've got a little more than 2 minutes, so.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining us whenever you do. We love you, and we always hope the best for you in Christ Jesus. It's a pleasure to have you here with us. And please pray for your brethren around the world and pray for us as we pray for you. We truly love you and we love hearing from you and we thank you for all you do for Christ. May he richly bless you and keep you. Stay safe. Good night, everybody.
And don't forget to go to danaglennsmith.com. That is the Watchman Institute for Biblical Research. Read the articles. You can contact us through our contact pages. Leave us a message. Go on over to warn-usa.com. And our shows are heard around the world on the web. And you can listen to the shows directly from our websites. So I pray that you'll be safe. That God will guide you and lead you. His face will shine upon you and give you peace and light your path. May God bless you and keep you. May you be safe.
Amen.
Look to the Lord. Remember him. For he is the Savior and the Lord of mankind. Thank you for listening to the show. This has been our weekly advocacy for the persecuted church. I'm the Watchman, Dana Smith, and Tower is my co-host. Until next time, be safe. Be blessed. Look to the Lord, my friends. He's the one you have. He cares. Shalom, everybody.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Warn Radio.